Summer Drive here on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
Tim Wong Si with you right across WA. Good to have you on board. Now, in some promising health news, a Perth-based medical technology company is developing a blood test that can help diagnose endometriosis, the painful condition that affects 1 in 10 women and girls. I mentioned some of the impacts it has, impacting fertility, reducing participation in school, work and social activities. Now, the prototype diagnostic blood test, which is called ProMarker Endo, has been found to correctly identify up to 90% of patients with endometriosis in a study of over 900 patients. Now, the findings still need to go through an independent clinical study to confirm the results, and it's hoped the test is rolled out in the next 12 months. But Dr. Kirsten Peters is Proteomics International Head of Clinical Studies, and she is here now. Kirsten, good to have you here. G'day.
Hi, Tim. Thanks. Happy to be here.
Tell us about the test. How does it work?
So this test, which, as you've mentioned, is called ProMarker Endo, measures a number of biomarkers in the blood, and these are protein fingerprints, if you like, that are increased or decreased in people with endometriosis compared to people without the disease.
Okay. Tell us more.
So basically, this test is simple, it's affordable, and it's accessible. It's a blood test, like I said, and the idea is that we would diagnose the disease early and therefore start treatment early. And this disease, the gold standard for diagnosis is by an invasive surgery. There are huge diagnostic delays as well of between 6 to 8 years. And obviously, that's a very long time for people to go suffering in pain.
Okay.
And so
go on.
I was just going to say that the idea is that our blood test would be very easy to access by their local GP and would avoid this long delayed diagnosis process.
So you're talking about looking out for markers in the blood when you do this particular blood test to try and confirm a diagnosis. So why is this, or how pioneering, I guess, is a test like this? How long have we known about other potential ways to diagnose endometriosis if it's not these invasive ways that you've spoken about?
Yes, endometriosis has been around for a very long time, but as we know, the awareness of the disease is largely forgotten. In the more recent times, the awareness has improved, and with that comes more interest in doing research, more funding opportunities, and really there is no other test that is non-invasive like the blood test that we are developing.
Would there need to be other diagnostic tools alongside this blood test if it was to prove to be something to help diagnosis? Would you need other things as well alongside it?
Yes. So we see this blood test as sitting alongside the current diagnostic processes, and that is the surgery and the imaging techniques. The idea being that a woman can go to their GP with the symptoms of pain and other things that they think may be endometriosis, and they can request of their GP that, look, I think I might have endometriosis. There's this new blood test. Can I have this test? Equally, the GP can request the test. But in doing the test, that then provides, look, it's looking like you do have endometriosis, and yes, you should go down that pathway of having surgery, or no, it's not looking like endometriosis, because that's equally important to get that rule out diagnosis, and then other conditions can be considered by the GP.
Okay, so I guess it can be one of these early indications for what to do and inform perhaps future steps that may or may not be taken. I hope to roll it out in the next 12 months and some independent clinical study to confirm some of these results. But thanks for coming on and telling us about it, Kirsten. Dr. Kirsten Peters is Proteomics International Head of Clinical Studies based in Perth, working on a blood test to help diagnose this condition that affects so many women and girls.
Tim Wong Si on ABC Radio Perth and WA.